Hello and welcome to the Methodist Podcast, published on the 16th of June 2022. The Methodist Conference meets annually, and this year the conference is meeting in Telford between the 23rd and the 30th of June. So in this week's podcast, I'm going to be chatting with the Secretary of the Methodist Conference, the Reverend Dr. Jonathan Hussler, about some of the highlights that we can look forward to enjoying. The Methodist Conference first met in 1744 under John Wesley. He gathered together his assistants, both ordained ministers and itinerant lay preachers, to confer together about what to teach, how to teach and what to do. The Conference remains the governing body of the Methodist Church. It has responsibility for the government, discipline, management and administration of the life of the Church. And of course, the Conference is also a place for worship, thanksgiving, celebration and ordination. Joining me on the podcast to consider some of the highlights is the Reverend Dr. Jonathan Hussler, the Secretary of the Methodist Conference. Hello, Jonathan, and welcome to the Methodist Podcast.
Hello, Michael. Good to be with you.
Now, this is the first in-person conference since 2019. What is it that you're looking forward to for this year?
Well, I think, first of all, it being an in-person conference. I mean, there are huge advantages to being in person. The quality of debate that we'll be able to have, the way in which people will be able to talk to each other around the conference venue, as well as in the room itself. And, of course, the way in which being in person increases the significance of the big moments of the conference weekend, the induction of the president, the reception of the ordinance into full connection. And it sometimes surprises people that technically the first act of the conference is the election of the president and the vice president. They were designated last year and they are formally elected at the beginning of the conference. And this year our president designate is Graham Thompson and our vice president designate is Anthony Boateng. This is one of those significant moments because I believe that Anthony is the first vice president of Ghanaian heritage to hold the office. So we're looking forward to that. And then, of course, during the week, we will be electing their successors.
Although COVID is now receding, we're still taking precautions at the conference this year, aren't we? It hasn't fully left us yet.
Indeed, it hasn't. And it's very easy to forget that there's still COVID is still with us and that the numbers are still going up at the moment. So we will be asking members of the conference to test twice at least during the conference itself. And we will make people aware of other necessary precautions that we need to take when they're around. We're just aware we still need to be careful.
And it's a welcome return to the fringe events this year.
Yes, indeed. We've got a good fringe programme. One of the highlights always is the Beckley Lecture on social affairs, and we're delighted this year that the lecturer is Lord Paul Boateng. Then we have some of the regulars, at least from 2019 and before, the Methodist Sacramental Fellowship, Methodist Evangelicals Together. Our partners, CFB, are offering something on ethical investment. All We Can are welcoming people to the conference, and our global relations team is putting on a session of Bible studies in context. Colleagues from the evangelism and growth team will be in the exhibition offering guidance on evangelism and growth through the Hope and Anchor. And this year, particularly I noticed, we've got events where we can learn something about and celebrate some of the women of Methodism's past. So Anglesey Brook is offering a lecture around Temperance Frost, and Paula Gooder will be delivering the first of the Mary Bosanquet lectures for Methodist women in Britain. Mary Bosanquet was a contemporary of John Wesley and was married to John Fletcher, the saintly vicar of Madeley. So it's highly appropriate that we will be celebrating her and her remarkable ministry in Telford itself, not far from where she is buried.
And it wouldn't be the conference without guest presentations. I assume you're looking forward to welcoming the new Chaplain General and his deputy, who are both Methodists.
Indeed, and that's an historic first. So we're really pleased to be able to welcome Mike and David to the conference. They'll be presented to the conference and we will pray for them and their ministry. But there are other presentations as well. I mean, we're going to be delighted to welcome our friends from Methodist Homes. And it's an opportunity for us to celebrate the wonderful work that they've done over the difficult last 2 years. And we've got some anniversaries to celebrate. There's 150 years of the life of Southend College, 250 years since the birth of Hugh Bourne, one of the founders of Primitive Methodism, and 150 years of Methodist Insurance. And as always, we're enormously grateful to Methodist Insurance for their generosity in the sponsorship of the conference.
Turning to the business side of the conference, one of the debates is going to be around oversight and trusteeship. What's going to be discussed as part of that?
Yes, this may well be the major debate of the conference this year. I think it's important to go back to the starting point on this. We've had to ask the question, how do we do our work legally and effectively without being overburdened by bureaucracy? And we've done that in the context of a church that has got smaller over recent decades, while at the same time our statutory responsibilities have increased. And that's been true throughout the life of the church. So one of the key moves, which was debated last year and which we're bringing more proposals this year, is the creation of the Connectional Council, a much smaller trustee body that will deal with our charity trustee issues. We're also bringing proposals for there to be a smaller conference. The conference reviews its own size every few years, and there's a suggestion before the conference that we reduce the conference's size by about a quarter and also change some of the ways of working of the conference. One of the major areas of debate will be around the districts. Every district has a significant number of responsibilities, and we've discovered over the last few years the ways in which districts have needed and have benefited from working together to discharge those. So there's a proposal from the conference now that we look to merge some of the districts together to form much larger bodies, which will then enable us to have a smaller and, we hope, more focused connectional leadership forum.
What's the aim of these proposals? What's the outcome we're trying to achieve with these changes?
I think there are two aims, Bailey. One is that we hope that these will enable us to free up resources in all sorts of ways. Over recent years, we've heard concerns from local churches, from circuits and from districts that there is more for them to do than they have the people to discharge the responsibilities. The other is we want to move to a place where we enable focused missional leadership. And so alongside the proposals that we're bringing are some around a nominations committee and processes of discernment for people so that they can work out whether God is calling them to senior leadership in the life of the church and be properly prepared to take on that responsibility.
And what do we think that the challenges are going to be around these changes?
The main challenge is discerning how we get it right. These are the sort of changes that we can only do once in decades. And therefore, we need to work very carefully to ensure that we're listening to what God is saying to the church, to ensure that the changes that we make will have the effect that we want them to have, to ensure that we listen to all the people who will be affected by those changes. I've talked about these changes as being in order to free us up. We're looking to free people up in order that they engage in mission, and that's not going to be automatic. So a large challenge is going to be how we enable ourselves to become more effective in our evangelism, in sharing the good news of God's love as we work through these changes.
Is there anything else about the conference this year that people might find of interest for them to follow?
Well, I'd hope they'd find it all of interest, Michael, and they can follow it on the Methodist Church website. But I think it's important to remember the conference doesn't only deal with reports. The conference is there to discern and to confer. There'll be an imaginative Bible study that the President and the Vice President will be facilitating on Monday afternoon. And on the Tuesday afternoon, we're delighted that Rachel Lampard is going to be with us to lead workshops on our Walking with Micah project on social justice. So throughout the week, There'll be moments where we pause, we pray, we sing, we worship. And in all those things, we hope we're going to be guided by the Holy Spirit of God.
The Reverend Dr. Jonathan Hussler, Secretary of the Methodist Conference, thank you so much for joining us here on the podcast. If you'd like to follow events at the Methodist Conference, you can find details and times on the Methodist Church website, with live streaming of events at the representative sessions beginning at 2:15 on Saturday the 25th of June, with the induction of the President and Vice President of the Methodist Conference. Thank you for listening to this week's Methodist podcast. I'm going to be at the conference myself for a couple of days, so maybe I'll see you there. Otherwise, of course, you can watch online. From myself, Mike Ivett, goodbye.